News Services Division of Akashwani presents Northeast Diary.
Good evening. Welcome to this edition of Northeast Diary. As we explore the fascinating northeastern part of India, each episode brings new insights and captivating stories. Here's a sneak peek at what we have in store for you today. Today we'll introduce you to Kwiseni, a festival exclusive to the menfolk celebrated by the Tiki tribe of Nagaland. We'll also bring you a report on the fight against tuberculosis in the states of Arunachal Pradesh and Meghalaya. But first, listen to a special report from our Silchar correspondent on the preparations for the Jhumur Tribal Music and Dance Ensemble at Advantage Assam. Assam is gearing up for Advantage Assam 2.0, an investment and infrastructure summit scheduled for 25th to 26th of February 2025 in Guwahati. Preparations are underway across the state, as reports Saswati Bhattacharya, a correspondent from Silchar.
Lalatari Bogasari Pindikere chori re mor mohile la mor hoto diner mor ke sapna didi meje jagai de la mor hoto diner mon ke sapna didi meje jagai de la
And tourism are the two interlinked crucial components of the economy of Assam. In the cultural extravaganza of Advantage Assam, more than 8,000 artists from the tea gardens shall perform in the Jhumur Binondini program on 24th February at Sorusajai Stadium, Guwahati. Prime Minister himself is also expected there. Different districts have already started selecting their artists and rehearsing for the grand finale. A zonal Jhumur dance workshop has started from Tuesday for the 346 artists selected from the three districts of Barak Valley who shall participate in the ensemble. The district-level rehearsals are being monitored by different ministers of the state. Minister Jayanta Mallabarua and Minister Kaushik Rai have been present here at Silchar workshop. Saswati Bhattacharji, Akashvani, Silchar.
Festivals in Nagaland are vibrant celebrations that reflect the region's rich cultural heritage and strong ties to the land and community. Each festival, unique to the various tribes, is a blend of joy, tradition, and spiritual meaning, often featuring feasts, dances, music, and rituals. These festivals are not just occasions for merrymaking. They also symbolize renewal, marking shifts in the agricultural cycle, change of seasons, and the strengthening of social bonds. Let's hear more from the Quincy Festival celebrated by the Tikri tribe of Nagaland from our Kohima correspondent Mary.
In the heart of February, a special festival is celebrated by the Tikir tribe of Nagaland. Kwiseni, a festival exclusive to the menfolk, celebrated right after the Women's Festival of Zahyokni. This annual event centers on rebuilding and dedication of the traditional communal houses called morungs. It marks the transition from the long period of festivities to the beginning of work season in the fields. Today, we explore the significant attributes of this remarkable festival of the Tikhir Naga tribe.
The Kyu Funyi festival begins with a proclamation from the head of Khels or village leaders announcing that the third day or Ramnai is the ideal time for celebration to start. From that moment, all villagers, men and women alike, help or work, whether it is collecting firewood or grain, and ensure that their pantries are fully stocked. On the designated Ramnai, the men gather early in the morning to clean, prepare and adorn their morungs with the finest handicrafts. By the afternoon, they are ready for next ritual. A healthy rooster is chosen and is prepared with ceremonial rituals by the eldest members of the Khels. This rooster is then cooked and consumed entirely by the elders, after which they let out triumphant war cries to indicate the start of festivities. That evening, men of all ages come together to celebrate with dancing, singing, and plenty of merriment. They sing songs of praise for their morung, comparing it to the beauty of hornbill and other majestic birds. The celebration continues on to the following day, carrying on until the ritual pongtiup or setting down the cup, signaling the close of the festival.
Celebrating community, tradition, and the beauty of life in the village. The festival continues to be a beautiful reminder of the deep connection the people of Nagaland share with their culture, their land, and with each other. For Northeast Diary, this is Mary, Akashvani News, Kohima.
A mega event to distribute offer letters for new recruits was held in Agartala last week. The event was graced virtually by Union Home Minister Amit Shah. Over 2,800 offer letters were handed over by Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Shah and Cabinet Ministers to candidates from various departments. Our Agartala correspondent Kunal Shinde brings you more in this detailed report.
A total of 2,806 candidates who have been recently selected for jobs after qualifying recruitment exams in various posts under several departments of Tripura government received offer letters at a function held at the Swami Vivekananda ground in Agartala, Wednesday. According to an official, 2,400 candidates were earlier selected through various examinations conducted by the Joint Recruitment Board of Tripura in 2021. Were also included in the 2,806 new staff. The other candidates selected for various departments includes pharmacist in the health department, laboratory technicians and multitasking staff for various other departments, Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha, his 10 cabinet ministers and Chief Secretary J.K. Sinha attended the event and handed over the job offers to the newly recruits. On the occasion, Union Home Minister Amit Shah, while speaking virtually, said that under the present BJP-ruled government, jobs are given to those who possess merits. He said the 2,806 beneficiaries who have received offer letters have now become part of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Viksit Tripura and Viksit Bharat endeavours. He said the eligible candidates are getting jobs on the basis of their merits and not by any kind of influence.
Kisi bhi prakar ke भेदभाव के बगैर पारदर्शिता से किसी के भ्रष्टाचार के बगैर सिफारिश के बगैर त्रिपुरा के 2806 युवाओं को आज सरकारी नौकरी देकर उनके जीवन में एक नई शुरुआत करने का और त्रिपुरा के विकास के साथ जोड़ने का मौका दिया है एक प्रकार से आज सी नई शुरुआत और आज से ही ये नियुक्ति पत्र प्राप्त होते ही आप मोदी जी के विकसित त्रिपुरा विकसित भारत अभियान का हिस्सा बन रहे हैं
चीफ मिनिस्टर डॉ मानिक साह सेड that the state government has made it clear that possessing permanent residence certificate is mandatory for recruitment in various government posts. He also said the candidates who were selected through Joint Recruitment Board of Tripura Teachers Eligibility Test and Tripura Police Commission have got jobs in a transparent manner.
सबके सामने जिस तरह हम लोग ये ऑफर दिए हैं इससे एक माहौल बना पूरा त्रिपुरा में और मैं समझता हूँ आने वाले दिन जिस तरह हम ट्रांसपेरेंसी के साथ हम लोग जॉब दे रहे हैं वो बरकरार रहेंगे और आने वाले दिन भी इस तरह और भी हम लोग जॉब क्रिएट करेंगे.
आकाशवाणी न्यूज ऑल्सो स्पोक टू सम कैंडिडेट्स हु रिसीव्ड ऑफर लेटर्स. दे शेयर्ड देयर फीलिंग ऑफ जॉय.
और मुझे आरडी डिपार्टमेंट में अपॉइंटमेंट मिला और बहुत अच्छा लग रहा है और मैं त्रिपुरा सरकार का दिल से बहुत शुक्रिया अदा करना चाहती हूँ. यह इतना फेयर और ट्रांसपेरेंट वे से इतना बड़ा जो नौकरी का नौकरी दिया है.
मैं ट्रांसपोर्ट डिपार्टमेंट से ऑफर पाया हूँ जो सच्चा नियुक्त नीति के माध्यम से हमको जो चयनित किया गया है वो अच्छा सिस्टम है.
वर्तमान सरकार है वो सच्चा नियुक्त नीति कर रहे हैं और 100% ही कर रहे हैं सच्चा नियुक्त नीति. और जो अभी तक मैंने जहाँ देखा जो 2018 से वो मैंने सच्चा नियुक्त नीति ही चल रहा है.
कुणाल शिंदे फॉर नॉर्थ ईस्ट डायरी फ्रॉम आकाशवाणी न्यूज अगरतला.
North East Diary program, broadcast every Thursday at 5:30 p.m., brings very interesting and enchanting stories from the 8 Indian states of Northeast India. Don't forget to tune in. Mizoram boasts the second highest literacy rate in the country. In the past, people gathered information and gained knowledge by reading books. Today, with the rise of technology, the youth and the students of Mizoram are increasingly tuning to social media for information. Our Aizawl correspondent Isaac brings you a report about a group of individuals working to promote book reading despite the technological advancements in the state.
In an age where technology has become an easy tool for the younger generations, causing students and youth to read news and other things from social media such as YouTube, Facebook, WhatsApp and Instagram, Inlekha in Mizoram is promoting to read books, which is the primary source of information for generations. With the aim of promoting reading habits of young students and youth in the face of massive technological invasion, Inlekha was founded in 2018 and launched for the public in 2022. In response to the initiatives taken up by Inlekha, which is a book cafe, many people has now started back the habit of reading books. Speaking to Akashvani Aizawl, Anita VL Nunmoy says that students have enrolled in her book cafe, which gives us a ray of hope in cultivating the habit of reading books. She says that books are the primary source of information through which the knowledge that we gain have a lasting impression on our minds. She encouraged all sections of people to cultivate the habit of reading books, as there is no substitute other than that in the pursuit of knowledge and wisdom.
Hello, I'm Anita VL Nunmoye, the founder director of Inlekha. Inlekha was founded in 2018 and it was launched for the public in 2022. So far, we have published 10 books till date, and Inlekha is a publishing house, and we also have a book cafe at Talkang, Aizawl. Inlekha has two meanings. It's your book and paper house. So at Inlekha, we publish books and we also organize events like discussion and meetups such as poetry readings, mental health discussion, and we also organize seminars and workshops relating to creative works and literatures and mental health. In the future, we hope that we are able to publish more books and help more people who come to our cafe and provide them the space they need, especially the Mizo youth. I think the people who come to Inlekha are quite grateful that a place like Inlekha exists in Aizawl, because we have books, antiques, flowers, coffees and teas, everything book lovers love is here, and as well as paintings. So people quite like it and they think that it's homely and they feel safe to be here.
One of the purpose of Inlekha is to promote reading habits among all sections of society.
At a time when many people are using social media as a tool to get information and knowledge, The initiative taken up by Inle Kha will go a long way in paving the way for younger generations to read books of their choice. Inle Kha also publishes books towards attending the goal of reading books, while many people are now depending on WhatsApp University. The importance of reading books needs no further emphasis. With Ging Gang Tae, this is Isaac from Akashvani Aizawl for Northeast Diary.
The Arunachal Pradesh state government is organizing integrated mega multi-speciality health camps and 100-day intensified TB elimination campaign in every district across the state. Our Itanagar correspondent Rakesh Dole brings us this report.
Tuberculosis is a bacterial disease that affects the lungs and is a major health challenge in India. India has the highest burden of tuberculosis in the world, accounting for a large portion of new cases and deaths. Keeping this in mind, government has introduced various campaigns to create awareness and detect tuberculosis across the country. In Arunachal Pradesh, State's Health Minister Biuram Wage inaugurated an integrated mega multi-speciality health camp and a 100-day intensified tuberculosis elimination campaign at Papumpare district at the district hospital campus in Doimukh on Tuesday. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Wage said that the state government is very much concerned about the welfare of the people. He informed that such camps will be held in every district of the state, which will benefit those people who are not able to come to hospital to avail these facilities.
सबसे पहले तो मैं यहां का लोकल एमएलए को और यहां का डीएमओ जो हेल्थ डिपार्टमेंट का है सभी लोगों को मैं बहुत-बहुत शुभकामनाएं देना चाहूंगा कि आज यहां में एक मेगा हेल्थ कैंप लोग करने जा रहा है ये हर एक स्टेट में हर एक डिस्ट्रिक्ट में अभी हम लोगों का ऑनरेबल लोग जो एमएलए लोग है सभी लोग करने जा रहे हैं ये सब चीज को अच्छा है ये पब्लिक के लिए जो सुविधा कुछ लोग जहां में हॉस्पिटल नहीं आ पाते हैं उन लोगों के लिए ये ओपन जगह में उनको सुविधा दे रही हो तो इसका फायदा जरूर उठाना चाहिए पब्लिक डॉक्टर का कमियां है मैं हमेशा बोलता हूं और आप लोग भी जानते हैं कमियां होने के बावजूद भी जो डॉक्टर लोग सेवा कर रहे हैं उसको हम लोग सराहना करना चाहिए और हम लोग उसका जो अब इस तरह का जो मेगा हेल्थ कैंप कर रहा है छोटा हो बड़ा हो जो भी हेल्थ कैंप कर रहा है उसका फायदा उठाना चाहिए मेरा तरफ से सभी अरुणाचल वासियों को यही गुजारिश करूंगा कि मैं इसका फायदा जरूर होता है ताकि वो अपना हॉस्पिटल में अगर दूर दराज से तो गाड़ी नहीं है नहीं जब पहुंच सकता है तो वो इसका फायदा जरूर होता है
फॉर नॉलेज डायरी राकेश दोले आकाशवाणी न्यूज ईटानगर
Now we bring you an important update from Shillong, where efforts to combat tuberculosis in Meghalaya has received a significant boost. Governor Vijay Shankar has expressed concern over the rising cases of TB despite the region's pristine environment. Meanwhile, a new partnership aims to provide essential nutritional support to those undergoing treatment. Let's take a closer look at this crucial collaboration between the Raj Bhavan and NEEPCO, marking a step forward in the fight against tuberculosis. Here's a report.
The signing of a Memorandum of Understanding MOU between Raj Bhavan Meghalaya and the Northeastern Electric Power Corporation Limited, NIPCO, is set to provide nutritional support to 250 TB patients undergoing treatment across five districts in the state. The initiative is part of the Pradhan Mantri TB Mukt Bharat Abhiyan, a nationwide mission aimed at eradicating TB through collective action. Interaction with senior health officials on this occasion Governor Vijay Shankar emphasized the need to form an expert committee to identify the root causes of TB in Meghalaya. He pointed out that merely treating the patients is not enough. Understanding the underlying factors driving the rise in TB cases is essential for effectively combating the disease.
PTK is one point. Another part, we showed up the reason why he suffered out of TB. You also know, sir. But here, situation is not like that. Our atmosphere is not like that. It's a wonderful weather and the atmosphere.
Whether you should smoke or else you should be a tragedy thing. Or it's, there must be some other reason for smoking or some other reason you should be there.
The governor also called for awareness campaigns to educate the public about reducing the risks associated with TB.
If a patient is not away, at least department should be away. Medical practitioner should be aware. He must be in a position to say, Egar is happening out of TB only because of these reasons, basic reasons.
Until unless you overcome those issues and educate people in that way.
NIPCO's Director of Personnel, retired Major General Rajesh Kumar Jha, highlighted that this agreement is part of the company's corporate social responsibility efforts. He echoed the governor's concerns regarding the growing number of TB cases and assured that the combined efforts, alongside the formation of an expert committee, would help address the issue at its root.
We've been in state of Meghalaya since 1976, and today it's my proud privilege to be hosted by the Honorable Governor for a very noble cause. It's my honor, actually, and a privilege to be part of this momentous occasion. And we have just signed a memorandum of agreement with Raj Bhavan Meghalaya to extend nutritional support to 250 tuberculosis patients across 5 districts of Meghalaya. This initiative is part of the Pradhan Mantri TB Mukt Bharat Abhiyan, as you're aware. It's a nationwide mission to bring people from all backgrounds and escalate the progress towards elimination of TB. As the Honorable Governor was saying, it's a major concern that why this proliferation of TB is taking place in the state of Meghalaya. So here we are together joining hands. One is to address the problem of people suffering from TB, as also, as the Honorable Governor pointed out today, that we also need to constitute an expert committee on finding out the root causes so that we could tackle this problem at the root level. At NIPCO, we believe that the fight against tuberculosis is not just about medical treatment, it's about a multifaceted approach. While treatment is essential, I believe that nutrition plays a very vital role in the patient's recovery. By supporting these 250 patients through our corporate social responsibility initiatives, we aim to provide them with the strength they need to overcome this disease and rebuild their lives. A word about NIPCO, and we are part of the larger NTPC group, which is the biggest power generating company of Government of India. The partnership that we are forging today with the Raj Bhavan in Meghalaya is a prime example of how government, corporate entities, civil society can work in hand in hand. And this brings a word to my mind that this is truly a whole of government approach. And this hopefully should bring in a meaningful change. This collaboration today reinforces our shared commitment to the National TB Elimination Program, ensuring that no one battling TB is left behind. This is a collective mission, and I think each one of us is a major stakeholder and an important role to play. And together, I think we'll be able to achieve TB-free Meghalaya in particular and TB-free India in general. I think with these initiatives like these, I'm very confident that we will not only provide immediate relief to those affected by TB, but also contribute to the greater health of the society.
The MOU was signed by NIPCO General Manager Elvin Deepika Dole and Senior Medical Health Officer Dr. Moami Marak from the Pradhan Mantri TB Mukt Bharat Abhiyan. This significant collaboration marks an important milestone in Meghalaya's battle against tuberculosis, showcasing the power of public-private partnerships in addressing public health challenges. The health department has also urged more donors to step forward and support the initiative by providing additional nutritional support for TB patients. This is Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with Lamphrang Nongspan, reporting for Northeast Diary from Akashvani News, Shillong.
And now we bring you a song capturing the mood of the river Brahmaputra in Assam.
মনে শান্ত তুমি খনে রুদ্র
পলে পলে নব নব চিত্র
ও শির প্রবাহিত বই যোয়া ব্রহ্মারে পুত্র তুমি সৃষ্টিরে উৎস ও প্রণামু ব্রহ্ম পুত্র
নমামি ব্রহ্ম পুত্র
With that, we have come to the end of this edition of Northeast Diary. Do join us next week to hear more stories from this enchanting part of India. Until then, goodbye.
Teri lehron mein pita ki baahein mile
teri boondon se faslon ke mote khile
sadiyon se tere kinare jeevan ka hai khazana
was presented by Lucy G. Chattopadhyay, produced by Vinita Thakur with assistance from Kumar Gaurav. It was brought to you by the News Services Division of Akashwani.